Jamie Lovato, Sorry Not Sorry, 8:56 on Q105. Welcome back to the show. It's not Denny today. Denny's off today, tomorrow, and Friday for the holiday, so it's the morning after. Usually we're on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10. We're here now. It's Eric and Philip and Paul, the producer, here with us. Entertainment news, this Backstreet Boys story?
Yeah, so just get right into it. Nick Carter did a no-no. There was a actress slash singer. She was in the group Dream.
I remember them.
You remember Dream? I don't remember Dream.
They
songs.
Did, they did He Loves You Not.
He Loves You Not and This Is Me. It was in early 2000s.
They were like, before the show came on, Puffy put them together.
Okay.
They were on the Bad Boy label.
Oh, I don't remember Dream.
Yeah, He Loves You Not was the first song. That was a big song. Paul, could you see if we can pull it up if it's in the system? And This Is Me was the second hit. And then this is an allegation that goes back years.
Years. So her name is Melissa Schumann. It apparently, she accused Nick Carter of raping her when she was 18 and he was 22. Apparently what happens, they were working on the same show together. I don't know what the show was called, but they worked on the same show together and they decided to hang out after a shoot one day. Went back to his apartment and is this it?
Oh, so, okay. It's got a long intro.
Went back to his apartment and they began drinking. Well, drinking led to making out, and then he lifted her up and put her on the bathroom counter to start unbuttoning her pants. She told him she didn't want to go any further, but he didn't listen. In her explanation, she continues talking about how she how he went into detail about him going downtown and things happening later on in the bedroom where she allegedly didn't want any of it to happen, but it still did. And this is years later that she's coming out and saying it, but she posted it on her own blog, Melissa Explains It All, November 18th, and that's, she said she felt compelled to come out after seeing articles and women of the, the movement that's happening right now.
Me too.
So, me too, thank you. I'll say not me, but me too.
You remember this at all?
Don't. I'm not into it.
This is one of my favorite throwbacks. They had this and...
I don't remember. Maybe if I saw the girls, I remember it. Do you remember when... you know what? This does sound familiar. You remember back when Nick Carter was dating Paris Hilton? Probably not. It was like 2004.
Yeah, there was an allegation there, right?
That he beat her up. And he made sure that he said, I would never do that. That's not me, not in my character, blah, 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 blah. So that also got brought back up because they're trying to show like parallels in his character when he was younger.
There were some demons in his life and that family's life, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like up and down. The Carters are just screwed up.
They have a VH1 show, right?
I don't know if they still have it or not. They did. And that's where you really got a chance to see. Like, it's not just Nick and Aaron who's messed up. Like, his sisters are messed up. His parents are not, like, focused on them. They were just, in my opinion, just about making money, and they like exploit their kids horribly. So
did Kris Jenner on Snapchat reveal that she's going to be a grandmother again? Could it be Uncle?
It's just the neighborhood.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Could it,
oh, if that was somebody you could hear me doing
Uncle
again.
LeBron. Kris posted nine, it looks like, nine pictures of pajamas, and there's not that many kids in the family right now. Thank you so much, Burt's Bees, BBB Fam Jams, for the most amazing collection of family jammies. Can't wait to cuddle up with the kids. Holiday season, thank you. Thanks for Oprah for the idea. Visible, Dream, Saint, Rain, Penelope, Mason. Those are what's-her-face's kids?
Courtney's
kids. North, and then there's three, presumably for Kim. Her unborn child.
With the surrogate, yeah.
And then for Chloe and Kylie.
But see, that's like, it's just a rumor right now.
Right.
That's the thing.
That Kylie, or that Chloe is obviously with Tristan Thompson, and they're going to start a family. And that Kylie will start a family with Travis Scott.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just extras. But as at this moment, people seem to believe that more kids are on the way. I mean, this... A lot of things shouldn't be surprising. Them making babies and starting families. And they've been with, individually, Chloe with Tristan and Kylie with Travis have been together a long time.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. It just, I am amazed going to see what this next generation of like these kids are going to do, because they can't just disappear.
Nothing.
They can't disappear. There's too many of them. They're going to be doing something.
And Kendall, apparently, she's dating Blake Griffin. from the Los Angeles Clippers.
Allegedly.
And they haven't won lately, and apparently she put some kind of hex on them.
They said it was like a curse that she put, because she was hanging out with, what's her name, Baldwin? Haley Baldwin, yeah. And actually, that's a whole different story. We'll get into Haley Baldwin's life later. So, we talked earlier about Christy Teigen and John Legend announcing through Instagram that she is pregnant. They let her young daughter, Luna, kind of do the announcement. Christy Teigen jumped on and said, what's that in mommy's belly? And Luna goes...
Santa Claus.
She goes, baby. There is no like announcement on a due date or anything of that nature, but Kevin Hart had his little boy the other night. Him and new wife, Nico Parrish had their little boy, Kenzo Cash, spelt with a K, Hart. He was born at 1:45 a.m., and Kevin Hart tweeted out, "He is healthy and already smiling. Thank you all for your prayers. We love and appreciate you." This is their first child, and Kevin already has two with his previous marriage, so...
A celebrity death, not a huge deal to us, but yeah. I know it's a familiar name. David Cassidy from the Partridge Family, mm-hmm. family dead from organ failure at the age of 67. So that's David Cassidy, age 67, passes away. And a final story. It was over the summertime and prior to the show coming out, there was a Game of Thrones leak.
Yeah, there was.
The source has been traced. An Iranian hacker was charged with stealing HBO scripts. This is a wild story. An Iranian hacker was charged with stealing HBO scripts to raise Bitcoin. And cryptocurrency is like a huge deal now.
Okay, that's weird.
That HBO hack that gave people an idea of what was going on with Season 7, a former Iranian military hacker who was in it for the money. U.S. prosecutors charged Behzad Mezri with stealing material, including scripts to Game of Thrones this summer, saying he demanded $6 billion in untraceable digital currency as extortion. He's believed to still be in Iran, but the charges should send a message to everyone who attacks the U.S. targets, including our favorite TV shows. He once worked for the Iranian government as a hacker, where he attacked nuclear software systems and Israeli infrastructure, according to the grand jury indictment that was released yesterday. In this attack, however, it appeared he was only hoping for an enormous payout for his hacking, paid an untraceable Bitcoin. When HBO didn't pay, Mezri began leaking shows on July 30th. That's entertainment. We'll go through a wrap of the headlines later on this morning, 9:03 with the morning after. Eric, Philip, and Paul in for Danny today, tomorrow, and Black Friday as well. We're glad to have you here. Podcasts on the website after the show, q1055.com. And this is a very impatient person out there. We're getting through it.
I think it's time for work or something.
We'll do some Facebook Live and maybe get you a living Christmas present in just a couple of minutes here on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105.